Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Leon.
I'm Tegan.
And welcome to Good Time.
Not a Long Time.
A weekly podcast where myself and Tegan discuss everything that's going on around us and how inept we are at succeeding at the game known as life. We're going to break it down into three segments. So we're going to have a general chat. Then we're going to talk about something interesting going on around us in the world. And then we'll finish it off with some deep thoughts. So without wasting any time, let's get straight into the podcast. You see that intro, Tiga? That is how you do the intro.
That's why I don't do the intro.
It's actually quite depressing doing that because that is the last time I'm going to be doing that specific intro. Because obviously next week is the 1 year special, 1 year anniversary. Because surprise, surprise, we've been here for a year now.
Fucking hell, mate. It's been long. Yeah,
it's been a long slog. And then after the 1 year special, it's season two of Good Time, Not Long Time podcast. And for anybody who doesn't know, we're doing a bit of a shake up with the structure and that. Deep Knit's going, mainly because we are running out of Deep Knit subjects.
I mean, I don't know what I'm replacing it with yet.
Yeah, you still need to think. I think we planned on turning Deep Knit into like a mini segment, as in it's just a passing thing. So for example, today's deep thought is blah, 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 and then we move on so we don't like talk in depth about it. We've also got a new host coming. We're not going to announce who that is yet. We'll probably announce that next week during the 1 year special. But yeah, we've got a new host coming. We've got a new structure, new music, new everything. Season two is going to be wild. I've got some big plans for this place.
Charity shop, so what a ledge. No one really wants to hear about season two right now, Leon. They want to know your experience with a hangover, bestie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant. Of course. Well, right. Where do I start? I don't even know where to start, to be honest. Where should we start? From the beginning? How much I drank?
No, we don't need to announce how much you drank, because it was a lot.
Right, yeah, I drank a lot. So basically, after the entire Rocky Horror experience, we'll talk about what that experience was like afterwards. But after that entire experience, it was funny as well, because when I went to sleep, we were planning on having a McDonald's breakfast in the morning. I was like, oh, let's have a McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah.
I was really excited for it. And then, you know, I went to sleep all fine and everything. I think it started when I woke up in the middle of the night. We fell asleep in the morning, so.
We fell asleep between like 4:30, 5:00.
Yeah, so I think I woke up like half an hour after that. And I started feeling a bit nauseous, but then I went, no, I'll just go back to sleep, sack this. So I went back to sleep. Then I think I woke up strangely when everybody else woke up. Like we all looked at each other.
My alarm went off, didn't it?
Oh, yeah,
my
it did.
My alarm for Mackie's breakfast.
Yeah. Which again was really depressing because I didn't get the McDonald's breakfast in the end. But yeah, so your alarm went off, everybody woke up, and then I think you and Ellie went back to sleep. But
yeah.
When I woke up, I was like, oh my word, I think I'm going to be sick. And then, no, I announced to you both that, oh, I'm feeling a bit sick. And then you went, oh, just like get some water, drink some water, whatever. So I was pulling out all the stops, essentially. I got some water, took sips, made it even worse, wasn't even helping. I had a look on the internet about like pressure points and stuff. So I was rubbing my wrist. Because apparently that's like a pressure point for being nauseous. Doing that, I sat up straight as well because apparently lying down is bad for you. And then I tried to like go back to sleep.
What the fuck were you reading? Because whenever I'm hungover, all I do is lie down.
Apparently that's bad. And I don't know why it's bad, because when I sat up, it made it even worse. But anyway, I closed my eyes, tried to go to sleep. And then I think I went to sleep for a few minutes, then I woke up again. And then that's when I was like, right, I'm sick of this. I was like, I'm just going to be sick this one time. And then hopefully it's going to make me feel 10 times better. And boy, I was wrong. So I ran up the stairs. It was like it was from a movie, like a TV show or something. Because when I was running up the stairs, my hand was over my mouth because honestly, any sort of reflex and it would have just gone all over the stairs.
Aww.
So I ran up the stairs with my hand on my mouth, quickly closed and locked the door, and then just let it all out. I don't know how long I was on the toilet for, but...
No, because you was there in segments. Like I'd say in total, that morning I say you spent like an hour and a half on my toilet, I'd say.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I was sick for England.
Yeah.
Well, that first time especially, I was...
Yeah, he says everything this, but have you out. Ever had a hangover like mine where it lasts from the moment you wake up until like midnight the next day? No.
No, and I'm glad it didn't, to be honest, because that was an absolutely hellish experience. But anyway, I was sick and then I thought, oh, okay, right, I feel much better. My throat was hurting a lot because I think my tonsils were inflamed then. So I was a bit nervous about
that.
Why are
men
because...
so dramatic?
No, right, no, because if you didn't know, in the past, where I got food poisoning from spaghetti. I got food poisoning from spaghetti bolognese. And then my tonsils inflamed, which then led to me being sick blood. So I had to spend the night in the hospital. And the doctor said that if this ever happens again, we're going to have to remove his tonsils. So when I was like, after I was sick in your toilet and I noticed that my tonsils were inflamed, I thought, oh my word, this is going to be like the cherry on top of the cake if I have to spend the rest of the afternoon in hospital getting my tonsils removed. But yeah, I was feeling slightly better. My throat was, I was in pain, essentially. My throat was in pain, but I thought, okay, right, I feel much better though. I don't feel nauseous anymore. Went downstairs, expressed the feeling of being sick to everyone in the living room. And then I thought, okay, that's it. That's done. And then it happened again. And then it happened again. And it happened again. It happened so bit. I was sick so many times in that toilet. It was actually... The last time that I was sick in your toilet, before you took me home...
Yeah.
My body was trying to force me to be sick, even though there wasn't any fluid left in my body. Like, I was over the toilet heaving, and then just, like, little droplets were coming out every night. Don't want to be graphic or anything.
No, but I know what you're
coming
about.
And I was like, oh my word, this is ridiculous. I'm being sick, but there's literally nothing left in my body to throw up. So... Yeah, anyway, went back home, went straight to bed, went to sleep for the entire morning, and I think I woke up at around 4 o'clock or whatever. Didn't have any cooked breakfast, and I had an Irish stew to make myself feel better. My throat was still hurting, but I wasn't feeling sick anymore. But I don't know how people go through that experience. I think, let's do it again. Let's go again next week. Let's do it. I can't.
That was an attack at me because I would do it literally the next day.
Exactly. After experiencing that, never, never again. I'll still drink again, yes, but I will not be mixing that much alcohol again. You know what it was? It was the gin.
It was the gin, yeah.
It was the gin.
You did a straight shot of gin. I mean, tough lad.
It wasn't even a shot because it wasn't even a shot glass. Like, the shot glasses were like,
it was
massive.
Yeah, it was bigger than a shot. I'd say it was 2 shots, that.
Oh, my word, yeah. Absolutely devastating. But yeah, I was very worse for wear last week. Incredibly worse for wear. Like,
how did you find Rocky, though?
Rocky was great. That entire Rocky experience was... It was so much fun. Like, Ellie as well, like you mentioned last week, she was on top of it all with the heckles and stuff. I heckled once. It was when Brad was saying, right, I'm going to go somewhere or whatever. And Janet said, I'm coming with you. And then I shouted out, it wouldn't be the first time. But yeah, I think that was the only heckle that I did.
Oh, I love it. So, speaking of heckles, right? So,
yeah.
Last night I was back at the theatre. Obviously, I was at the Lowry and watching Everybody's Talking About Jamie, which, if you don't know, is a musical about Jamie Campbell. However, in the musical, it's called Jamie New. And Jamie Campbell is just some geezer from Sheffield who is gay and was into drag as a teenager, still is into drag as a teenager, and wanted to go to prom in a dress. Got a whole BBC Three series over this and whatever else, but this is like an adaptation musical.
Right.
Now, in this musical, obviously, it is a normal theatre production. Like, it is not like Rocky. You don't shout out at the theatre normally. That's only a pantomime or Rocky Horror.
Yep.
So, in the musical, you find out that Jamie's dad wants nothing to do with this child. And anyway, there's this whole scene between, like, mum and dad, and they're having this whole thing, whatever. And some geezer really was, like, taking it to heart and called this guy a... right? Yeah, like, dropped the C-bomb, right?
Whoa!
Yeah, shouted it out. And me and mum were, like, looking at each other like, this is the wrong show to be doing that.
Yeah.
But then not just that. That's not his dad. That's an actor playing his dad. That's not him.
Well, he must have been a very convincing actor then.
He took it really personal. People who work at the theatre, like, came and had a word with him and was like, if you carry on shouting out, like, you're going to get thrown out.
Oh, such a shame.
But everybody's talking about Jamie. Fucking a beautiful musical. Beautiful.
It's a shame that I couldn't go.
You should be jealous.
I am. I really am.
It was so good. I can't even explain. Amazing cast I had as well, because it's the first time it's gone on tour. Leighton Williams, who was in Bad Education. Okay. An icon. Shabna Galati, who was in Coronation Street. She plays Dev's ex-wife. I think she's dead in it now, but she was amazing. Shane Richer, who was Alfie Moon in EastEnders, need I say more? There was George Sampson, who won Britain's Got Talent 1 year. There was it was such a good cast. Drag queens, the lot.
I have no idea who these people are.
They're amazing, though.
To be honest, I'm not a fan of UK soap, so I wouldn't anyway. Even these celebrities that went to watch, I think the only person who I would actually be able to recognise would be Juno Birch.
Oh, I know, yeah. So it turns out me and my mum went on press night, and there was loads of people like dressed quite fancy, like, so someone in actual, like, fully came, like, in drag and stuff, and they was like with someone else, and it was like really confusing to me. But it turns out, yeah, that's because they were celebrities who came to watch. Jamie Campbell himself was actually in that building, and I had no idea. Best day.
Oh, you didn't even get a picture with anybody?
Nope.
Oh. So, for all we know, you could have been lying.
Well, no, I was...
Because you don't have any evidence.
Well, I do, actually. I have the programme. I would have walked to a theatre, pay £6 for a programme, and then walked back out. Who the fuck would do that?
You and the programmes.
Yeah, I get a programme every single time I go to a musical, every time. I have three or four Rocky programmes now.
You're probably paying more on the programmes than you do the snacks and drinks.
They're only £6, roughly. Sometimes £8, depending on how big it is. But I think actually my Hamilton one's probably quite a bit, because that's like a very... I got like this showy pitchy one. I got a very big one.
Okay. You splashed out on that one.
I didn't.
But we're actually planning on watching the Mischief Theatre, Magic Goes Wrong, in London.
Oh yeah, that, yeah.
Very excited. You need to
give it. I've been paid now. I got paid this morning. Oh my God, I didn't finish what I was saying about Leighton Williams, who's playing Jamie. How the fuck he does what he does in them heels is beyond me, bestie, because what the fuck? I put on heels and I can just about walk. He was doing high kicks. He was running. He was doing all sorts, mate. And I thought, what the fuck? What the fuck? How is he doing that? It was amazing. He is so funny.
That is a superhuman strength.
What I also quite like about the cast for the tour is Jamie's obviously, he's from Sheffield, so a lot of the cast are very northern based, so I loved that. Love it. I just love it. It was so good. I can't explain. And it kind of becomes a bit like the Jamie show. I mean, there is a whole lyric in the song saying, like, it's the Jamie show and you don't even know it. Anyway, and like his best friend Pretty is like...
Pretty Patel. You know,
don't insult like that. Don't insult an icon. Don't insult. Don't you dare. So, anyway.
Okay.
They have like this whole moment and like she kind of like grounds him a bit and like, you know, makes him realize, like, wake up, bestie.
Yep.
And he goes, like, he says something along the lines of, you know, you're the bestest friend, a boy who sometimes wants to be a girl can ever have. And I'm like, oh, I love that.
The feels.
Oh, he was so... Oh, I just can't even explain how good that was. That was so good. The thing I will give criticism for is I wanted him to death drop in those heels and he didn't. I thought, that's disappointing. A drag act and there's no one death dropping. Okay, then.
I'm impressed that he was able to do that all in heels, because even for the Rocky Horror Show, I was wearing Cuban heels, which obviously not as dramatic as high heels, but still I was struggling. To walk.
Don't. Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then it's so cute. So, like, one of the things is, like, his mum was obviously, like, all his life, like, a big supporter, and in the thing it really talks about that. And she gets worried that they've encouraged him too much, because, like, it's gone a bit off the rails a little bit. And then they end up fixing the problem that they have, and he's like, well, she makes comments saying, like, I know you won't be here for much longer. And he goes, all right, I'm only 16, like, you know, I've got a few more years with me. But then he's like, I'll still be here, just taking the bins out. It's like, in heels. And then at the end, when they do the final song, he brings a bin out in heels. Iconic. Love that. They uploaded a thing from it last night, a musical. I'll screen record a bit of it and send it to you later, just so you can just be jealous, because it was so good.
Oh, right, okay. Just rubbing the salt in the wound, I see.
Always. I'm a bitch.
I would have loved to watch it. I have a mock exam, which I have to revise for, and I'm not looking forward to it. Don't think I'm going to pass it, but who cares? It's a mock exam. Although, saying that, my actual exam is in November. Now, I keep on saying it's in November, as in, like, oh, it's miles away, but no, that's like 2 months away. The deadline's approaching, but... I'm stuck between, should I accept doing the November exam just to get everything out of the way, or should I wait until 2022 to do the exam? I don't know, mate.
I'm not you. Do you think you could pass it this time?
Okay, but usually a person in this situation would, you know, try and give advice, or, you know, just say something helpful, or, you know, maybe set out a little plan. But yeah, again, how have we been friends for this long?
No, I was about to. I asked, do you think you could pass the exam this time? A normal person would answer this question.
Don't know. It depends. It really does depend. Depends what's on
well,
the exam and stuff.
Because you if you're going to say yeah, I'd say do it now. If you said no, I'd say don't fucking do it. What happens if you fail it? Can you not just redo it again in 2022 anyway?
Yeah, you could redo it again.
Well, so fucking do it then. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, but you know, it's...
Do it, and then if you pass it, fucking brilliant. If you don't, you've got to do it again anyway.
Advice from Tegan. Maybe that should be you your new segment. Tegan's advice.
Oh my God, let's do it. No. I've got some good advice.
Again, that could be another little mini segment. Tegan's advice of the day. Just do it. Moving on.
Hashtag Nike.
Shia LaBeouf who?
Who's Shia LaBeouf?
The one who says just do it.
Oh,
just
it? Oh,
do it. Yeah, oh, I cannot believe you forgot who Shia LaBeouf was.
I knew he danced with Maddie Ziegler and everyone found it weird.
That was a weird music video.
No, it's not. When you get the backstory, it's really not.
Yeah, but it was still a bit weird.
No, it wasn't because she was being a wolf and he was being a hunter, I think. And then eventually they make friends. And that apparently represents the relationship that she has with her father, which is very troubled. I think he's dead now, but it was troubled.
This is why I do not like, what is it, contemporary dance?
Yeah.
How is a story being created from that?
Well, no, so the story in that is that she's being a wolf and he's the hunter and they're in a cage and they become friends and then one of them gets to escape, but then like I don't know, some fucking weird that happens, but
okay.
And all the song that Sia wrote is about the relationship with the father and mental health, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Just like I know Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits is about cocaine use.
Oh, really? Ed Sheeran on the cocaine? My bad habits lead to
get
you. Over, Ed.
Late
get
night,
over.
Standing alone.
Come on, Ed. Ed Sheeran has not been sourcing cocaine.
I reckon he has, mate.
Well, I don't think so. Like, have you... there was a meme about, like, one of his lyrics where he was, like, running in
I've seen
whatever.
It.
It's like, no, you weren't, Ed. No, you weren't. Get
you know,
over
Ed
it.
Ed Sheeran, I've got such beef with him, right, because he pretends he comes from nothing and actually his family's quite well to do, so suck my dick.
We all know your stance on that one.
Have I ever voiced it before?
No, you voiced it with Elon Musk.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, I think it's our time to move on to In What World?
In This World. Fun story. All the listeners need to explain what this part's about because I fucking didn't. Yeah, I had no fucking clue what was going on for this part. I was just rhyming off things. I was like, yeah, way. And then...
In what world? In this world.
And then just carried on, didn't I? Well, wild.
So, in this segment, we discuss something interesting going on around us in the world. Tegan. That's the intro. That's literally it. For those listeners who are confused, we're referring to Tegan's solo show last week where she just forgot the introduction for this entire segment. But anyway, this week, ABBA have returned. They're reuniting for Voyage.
Yes!
The first new album in 40 years. And the group, Agnetha, Annie Frid, and Bjorn have also announced a new concert experience in London, also called Voyage, beginning in May 2022. Two digital versions of themselves will appear nightly alongside a 10-piece live band at a new 3,000-capacity venue in the city's Olympic Park called the ABBA Arena. Tickets go on general sale on Tuesday, the 7th of September. I'm kind of sceptical about digital versions of themselves, so does that mean
so
that they're not going to be actually on stage?
Probably.
Oh, well, that is depressing. I want to see their old selves.
You know the Joe Frost? Do you know Joe Frost is? The naughty kids. She goes and like, parents them.
Oh,
Super
yeah.
Nanny.
Super Nanny,
yeah. You know the one where it's just like, you guys are in a crisis and I'm here, I'm on my way. Someone's on that saying ABBA, really listened. It was quite funny. I saw another one as well that was on last night that's really nothing to do with the reunion, but it made me laugh. It's like ABBA when you go wasting your emotions, and then it just had a quote from something saying don't.
Yeah.
Don't go wasting
Can
your
you hear
emotions.
The drums for Fernando.
The thing is, controversial of me.
Oh, here we go.
Do you think the Mamma Mia cast sing the ABBA songs better than ABBA?
Oh! To be honest, I do prefer Cher's Fernando than ABBA's Fernando. I don't know why, because Cher's got that, I can't describe it, that bass that is,
that
it just
voice.
it soothes my ears. Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
What,
every hour, every yeah. But yeah, that is controversial of you. Although to be honest, the reason why I love ABBA so much is because of Mamma Mia.
Exactly.
I guess it goes hand in hand, but yeah.
Someone did make a joke though saying, oh my God, guys, we're going to get a third Mamma Mia if they're writing more music. Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
My, how could I resist? resist ya.
Episode 44. And yeah, we're still on that, on the edge of copyright infringement. Copyrights. Yeah, no, that's great. ABBA reuniting. Although, I listened to their newest song on Spotify because it was in my New Music Friday or New Friday Music, whatever it is. And I didn't like it that much. I don't know. It's because it was a slow type of song. It was like a slow burner, so it wasn't for me. So yeah, even though I'm excited for the return of ABBA, their newest song is not for me. Not for me. Speaking of music, though, on Spotify, do you know who I've been obsessed with recently? Maisie Peters.
Okay, so I've never listened to her, but I have.
Oh, my word, how? No,
she's been like popping up on things, and I have been interested to listen to her, but then Halsey dropped her an album, and I was fucking there. I'm sorry.
Maisie, right. So I'm proud to say that. So Maisie has... She's blew up in popularity recently because of her song Psycho. However, I didn't realise that I had a song of hers that I added onto my album like last year, or whatever. It was Maybe Don't featuring JP Sax. And honestly, when I heard that for the first time, I was like, right, I am following this woman. And this year she released the banger that is Psycho. And she's released her debut album, which absolutely iconic. I love all the music in it. I love Maisie. Maisie Peters' voice is so unique. And I'm attracted to like unique voices when singing, because you know there's certain types of voices where you hear and it's like, oh, every person sounds like that when they sing, like anyone can sing like that. But with Maisie Peters, she's got like a really unique twang, unique accent or whatever, and her music is just golden. The lyrics, they are masterpieces. I am not one for focusing on song lyrics. I just like the beats, but oh, her song lyrics, they're masterful. They go off on like their own little spin and their own little rhythm and whatever, and it's great. It's honestly, she's a masterpiece.
Oh, I love that for her.
Yeah, after this, just listen to Maisie Peters, Psycho.
After this, Leon, I'm going to curl up into a ball and die.
And listen to Maisie Peters at the same time. Make you feel better.
Probably just listen to Halsey's album because, I mean, I am not a woman, I'm a god.
You need to experience new things. This is like you with the TV programs. Experience
this
new
is
things.
New. Find
new
artists. This only came out like a week ago. Give me a break. I like to just play songs until I can't hear them anymore.
In other news, this is just like a completely random thing, but I thought it was interesting. Thought it was interesting for you to know. So, female hummingbirds dress like males to avoid being harassed. So, researchers have discovered that 1 in 5 female Jacobin hummingbirds, or is it Jacobin? I don't know. Display the flashy blue and white plumage for the opposite sex rather than the usual more muted colours. And the reason why they do this is so they're not interfered with, so they can collect more food.
Oh,
they're more
my
free,
God.
Things like that. So
who knew the birds needed feminism and all? What is it with male
Get a
species?
Movement.
Why
Get
are
a
they built
in.
Like this? Stop harassing people. Fucking hell. What, there's like a certain, I think it could be a spider or something, where the females eat the males after they've had sex, and that is something to me that just actually makes me find it quite funny. I just think, yeah. Deserved.
Yeah, I knew you'd have something to say about it, but yeah.
They are icons.
Yep, so that's what the hummingbirds are doing, and scientists...
The behaviour that you exhibited was iconic, like the legend jumped out, hummingbirds.
That was a little bit of a sideways segment or whatever.
Oh, no, I love that. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine? Oh,
that was for you. I knew that made
that's
you happy.
That just proves to all men, human men, that see, even the female birds don't think it's natural for you to keep coming on to us like this.
It must be natural though, because the birds are doing it.
Yeah, but it must be natural for women to not want it as well.
That is true.
I'm sorry, right, here's my question, right? Why do men think that it's something about, like, say when they catcall or they beep their horn, that's going to make me think, oh my God, that fit lad just did that to me. Like, thank you. Let me jump into bed with you right this second, because fucking hell, what you have just displayed is just so sexy, I can't handle it.
Honestly. Oh, that overweight builder. Right there. That is the one.
Thanks,
for me.
Thanks, babe. That you really just... What? I don't get what goes in the mind when they think that.
I also question things like nudes and stuff. What person has ever looked at a nude and thought, yeah, that is the one for me. That is it.
No, I... Right, done. Okay, so I agree with this, right? I can see where they're going with it, right? I can see where they're going, right? I get it in some respects, right? But A, I agree with Anna Kendrick when she turns around and said, clean your room when you take a nude. Like, I've never personally gone out of the way to look for nudes, but people have shown me nudes. Why does no one clean the room? Like, I don't get it. Like,
because there's no time when you're in the moment, you know.
Yeah, but you go through all this effort. Like, what is sexy about just standing naked in front of a mirror and taking a picture, or however you're taking that? I don't get it. Anyway, back to my point, right? Surely, right? What would be better is if you just came and looked in person. You know. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get where you're going with it in that respect. Like, I don't, what?
I don't either. It's always been one of those things where I've just been like, how, why? What is the need? There's no
especially
point.
Especially when they're, like, they're unsolicited, like, when they just, like, send them. Like, what?
Yep.
I don't want to see your erect penis, thank you. there's body parts aren't attractive, right? Yep. There's, like, they're genuinely not. Like, they're not something I want to, like, you know, stare at for about 7 hours. They're really not. So I definitely don't want a photo of it on my Snapchat just pop up. Oh, thanks. I'm just eating dinner with a family. Do you mind? Like,
in fact, I am having sausage casserole and you have put me off. Thank you very much.
I just don't get it. Like, I just don't. Like, just stop.
I agree. And there we go. Advice from Tegan again. Da-da-da-da-boo. Little jingle there.
Just don't. Just do it. Just don't.
Yeah, just do it. Just don't. Tegan's advice for this podcast episode. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Send me a nude and you will get blocked instantly. Thank you.
And also, like, a lot of females as well, they laugh at it when they receive nudes as well. So, again, I don't know why people still continue to do it because you're not attracting anybody,
are
you?
It is quite funny, isn't it?
Oh. Anyway, I think it's our time to move on to Deep Hurt. You better make this one last because this is technically the last deep in it thought that we are going to have on this show.
Well, this deep thought is one that I've had in my Twitter drafts for 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
So give me a minute. Right. Oh, fucking hell. Okay, so this section.
Yes.
Is why can I not compute?
And that was Tegan's deep thought. Thank you everybody for listening.
You know, so in this section, it is basically a deep thought I have thought about through the week, found online, whatever else. And basically, it just blows my mind, sends me into an existential crisis. And to sum it up, as a meme I have on my wall right now, I'm going to share a thought that nobody asked for. You're welcome. So, I Woo! Was going to tweet this out two weeks ago now.
Yep.
And then thought, no, I will save it for the podcast. The podcast came around and Leon was fucking dead. And I thought, I'm not wasting it to talk about with myself. Yep. And when I discuss it.
It's a dedication. I'm loving it.
This is exactly, I don't know, I've not shared this yet.
Okay.
But, right, this Let's is exactly see. What I wrote on my tweet. It's been in my draft, just sat there.
Yep.
Do you ever just sit and wonder how this time period is ever going to be written in history? Like, so much is going on all at once. And then I put 4 question marks just because I am that confused. No, but like, what I think I mean, and I couldn't explain it in a tweet fully.
Yes.
But, right, compared to back in like the old days,
yep.
There wasn't social media or anything like that. So like, only very, very like newsworthy things would like really be documented. Where now, like literally fucking everything is going on. Like are we going to write about someone's nan having a piece of toast because they tweeted about it? Do you know what I mean? Like that could be in Twitter's history.
Right, okay. I think,
do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's so much that could be noted in history. That's dramatic. I agree.
I think maybe only like the massive.
Yeah, but there's so many
events.
Massive. No, but there's so many massive things. Like, you've got to talk about the history of the internet.
Yeah.
You know? Then we've got to talk about things going viral, you know? And then there'll be specific things where, like, the things that went viral, and so much shit goes viral. Like, so much fucking shit. And then you've also got to talk about, right now there's about 7 million different fucking things going on that are like geographical big things.
Mm.
Like, you've got the shit going on in Afghanistan, you've got the fucking the climate crisis, you've got fucking coronavirus. How is that going to be noted down, and how are people going to study this time in history? This is question.
To be fair, I think COVID will definitely be the ones where it's documented, and most likely students of the future will be doing exams on it. But things like your nan making a piece of toast and then tweeting about it, probably going to be forgotten within
no,
the timeline.
That was dramatic, mate. That was dramatic.
Okay. I agree that so many things are happening within the 21st century. It's like, if you were to create a study program for the future, for future history students or whatever, future history graduates, how would you break this down into like chunkable pieces to learn about? Because we've got like all the climate crises happening. Obviously, we've got the COVID-19, which for definite, that's going to be something studied in the future.
And then also, how the fuck are history students expected to study and give reason to the fact that America literally spent like trillions of dollars, it took 20 years and 4 presidents, yep. All right, to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. Like, I don't get how they're going to explain that. Like, I don't get how, as someone who studied history, how am I meant to give reason to that? Like, this is the point I'm making. There is no reason for any of this. Like, studying a war, so why did they do this move? Because it's the fucking war, mate. What the fuck do you explain here? How are we going to explain in history in the future? So Boris could have shut the country down, yeah, but why didn't Boris do that? Because he's a knob. That's the only justification in the answer. Do you get what, like, there's no actual real reason. I feel right now what is happening with the world is we have done, you know, right, it's when you're playing a game, right?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto is a perfect example, right? You've got all your missions to do, you've done everything, right? You've done all the missions, all the side missions, and then you're just there for the fucking laugh. And that's what's happened to the world now. We're just here for our laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone past the point now where it's like, we can survive fine now. There's no challenge. So let's make it challenging by just behaving like twats. How do you note that down in history?
I cannot believe you've just compared the entire global situation to a Grand Theft Auto campaign.
Well, it is, isn't it, you know? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I just don't get any of the world.
There's no rhyme or reason to anything, I believe. I, like, when things happen, I get it. It's one of those situations where I'm just no longer surprised, just severely disappointed. So when something happens, I'll just be like, oh, wow. Okay, I'm
just
disappointed.
I know I've been here before, and this doesn't really link to my deep thought, right? But the whole situation with money still is something that really fucking confuses me. Now, I get if I print more money, that means that money's going to be invaluable. I get that because there's more of it, right? Shut the fuck up before any man thinks I'm that stupid. Right, because I
or woman
fuck up. Anyway,
okay,
I just don't get right that, like, how we, I just don't get how, if we're in debt, how have we got anything? I don't get that. How do you know that in history? So basically this country was globally in this much debt, but they were still thriving. That doesn't make sense. What the fuck is that about? I don't get it. I don't get how anything is ever going to be noted in history, because it doesn't make sense to me. I am living in this is what eventually will be noted down as history, and I don't even know where to fucking start on how I'd explain what's going on right now. I don't even fucking know what's going on. I wake up and I go to work and I come home and I hope for the best, you know? Yeah. I don't get it.
Sometimes waking up is a struggle.
Yes. When, like, the great grandkids come home and ask me a question, they're like, so you was in the pandemic, what happened? I don't fucking know, mate. Toilet paper got sold out. I couldn't even tell you why, because everyone thought toilet paper was the priority.
Exactly. I mean, that was such a bizarre moment. It was like, why are you stocking up? We've, like, supermarkets say, look, we have got the stock. Just calm down a second. Calm down.
You won't
down.
Have the stock if you're buying fucking 60 packs. How much are you shitting? Because at that point, right, keep in mind, that was only supposed to be like a 2-week lockdown. So how much were they planning to shit?
Well, the amount of BS that was coming out of people's mouths, a lot.
Just don't understand, really. I just don't understand. Get what they're gonna, how are they going to, like, know anything? Like, because if you're going to talk about the pandemic, well, then you're going to have to talk about TikTok, because that became a big phenomenon. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's so much more things. Like, but if a pandemic, like, think about when you write about the Black Death, you studied the Black Death, right?
Yep.
Basic. It's so basic. Like, they had to stay in. They just wore those fucking stupid shitty masks. You know, it was so basic.
History with
Tegan. Now everything is going to be even more complicated, because, like, there's so many more things to think about.
I was never a history student. So I just suggest people of the future, students of the future, just do geography instead. Easier, isn't it?
Educational colouring in. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Right. I know I said it was easy, but it's not that easy. Educational colouring. Right. Those exams.
What the fuck do you do? What do you do? All I remember about
Learn about case studies of the world.
All I remember about geography was talking about A, about population, and B, colouring in fucking hills.
Right. Well, did you pay attention to it though? Was you engaged in the class?
I wasn't the population one. I was actually really quite all right at geography, to be fair.
Oh, okay. All right then. All right.
So all right. Suck my dick.
Still, geography, it's not educational.
Yeah, but history's harder.
Yeah, but, like, why would you put that stress on yourself?
Smarter, innit?
Okay. All right then. I
want to breed out the stupid.
Yeah, well, I focus on the future. I do not focus on the past.
Racists pick geography.
What?
because, right? Here's why. Because racists, as soon as they go and do history, they will realise that their racism is fucking stupid. So they'd rather just ignore it and take geography so they can carry beyond racist.
I don't think that's why people pick geography.
I do.
I think people pick geography because they like the subject, or they prefer it over history, which was me. I liked geography. Fortunately, I had the best geography teacher in the school, and... yeah, much better than history. I was looking at all of you history students.
I want you to take that comment back, because there is
not
a certain teacher who moved to, like, New Zealand or Australia who actually is better than him. Thank you.
Really? Are you sure about that? I still think.
Kimberly was an icon.
It was
Kimberly, Philip, no.
Philip, yes. Philip,
10 out of 10, I will, but Kimberly was a 10.5 out of 10.
Did you just say you would? You would with Philip?
No, I'm saying he
you
was.
You would?
He was, I wouldn't, actually. He's got no hair. He didn't age well. Although I don't know if he looked good in his younger days either, so can't comment, but he's not my type on paper.
Not on paper. Okay.
But Kimberly, I will never get over Kimberly and that history teacher, icons together.
Yeah.
Why was I there? It was the holidays and I was only in year two. For drama, we were there. I was so confused while we were there. It was for Into the Woods. We were there over the holidays. Anyway, back to my point. And someone had drew a willy in the staff room. Don't know how they got in there, but, you know, humanities staff room was a wild place at the time.
Yep.
And I remember her just looking at me dead in the face and going, why do they always draw them erect? Like, why not a flaccid penis? And I was like,
that's a fair
I'm not
point.
Sure, to be honest, Kimberly.
Yeah.
And that's why she gets that 0.5 more than him, because he would never have that conversation, ever.
Well, good old Philip. He brought a lot of innuendos into the class. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but innuendos are funny. However, they have a time and a place. I like it just straight up blunt.
Right.
Ask me why they draw erect penises over flaccid. Be blunt, be direct.
I think maybe because,
get to the point.
Maybe because it's easier and quicker to draw.
Well, not really. Like, a flaccid penis would be slightly curved. I guess.
I cannot believe in both segments we have ended up speaking about this.
And that's my deep thought, anyway.
Yeah.
How are they going to write? My point is, right, open a fucking history textbook right now, right? How the fuck of what has just happened, even in the past 2 years, are they even going to compress that into a history book? They're not going to be able to. Thank you.
Well, they'll do the classic thing where they'll just focus on national affairs rather than global, unless America's involved. That's usually how UK history textbooks go. We don't learn about anything else, just what's happening, what happened with the UK and sometimes America.
Do you know what I love, right? The UK is so blind to its own racism, right? They never want to talk about the fact that we were racist back in, like, you know, fucking when we never got to study about the colonies that we owned, really. Not really. We learned about the colonies from America's point of view when America were, like, breaking out of the colony. We also, when we're talking about racism and owning slaves, never do that about the UK. Oh no. We'll just go and slander America instead. Bestie, like, we were racist too.
Pretty much every English history textbook which I've ever come across
always talks about the civil rights movement in America, but never in the UK.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about trying to hide it. Don't be ashamed. Everyone's got a past.
Did you learn about the witch trials in the UK?
Yes.
Okay, right. At least you learned about that.
I fucking love that type of that time in history is so fucking funny to me. Like, it's another level of, like, just fucking stupid.
We think you're the witch. So what we're going to do is we're going to drown you. If you survive, we're going to kill you anyway. If you die, then, well, sorry, Sarah. We misjudged you.
My favourite one was the ones where they were trying to, like, figure out if you committed a crime and you had to fight on horses, right? So the accuser and the accusee would fight, right?
Yeah.
Now, whoever won was obviously telling the truth because God was on your side. So say you accuse me of stealing, right?
Yep.
And I say I actually did steal, but I beat you in a fight. I killed you. Well, obviously, I was right because God saved me.
So bizarre.
So funny to me. Oh, the other one is when, like, they'd put the really hot iron on your hand, and if it got infected, you'd commit the crime. Keep in mind, hygiene at that point was not a thing. So,
exactly.
All right, bestie.
What wild time to be alive.
I'd love to live in those times.
You'd be classed as a witch, mate. You wouldn't even survive.
Yeah, I'd be dead. At least. And I took it back there. Way.
Yeah. Oh, well, just in time for the 1 year anniversary next week. But yeah, anyway, yay. I think it's our time to wrap it up for this week. So if you enjoyed what we had to say, you could support us on Patreon for as little as a pound, where you can get access to exclusive content.
Is it $1.40? Is it $1.40? Did I have that right?
You got it right, yeah. You got it right.
Fucking yes, mate.
I haven't double checked, but yeah, you could do it for as little as a pound or $1.40. And yeah, if you want to follow the podcast Twitter, you can do at GTNALT podcast. And if you want to follow Tegan, you can do where?
You fucking missed a whole TikTok segment, bestie.
Oh, we have a TikTok as well. is being controlled by Ellie. She's posted some great content, and that is at GTNALT_podcast. And yeah, if you want to follow Tegan, you can do where?
On Twitter at basicoyslip.
Yep, and if you want to follow me, you can do on Twitter at bogusplague. So, yep, thank you everybody for listening. We will see you all next week when, essentially, it's the 1 year special. We can't wait for that. So, yep, see you all next week. Good. Bye! You right there?
My fucking womb feels like it's in a scrap, mate. You know, like Scrappy Doo has got so much energy. Scrappy Doo.
Yeah.
Imagine Scrappy Doo fucking, like, just a fucking, what they got, a punching bag, just fucking boom, 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 a punching bag. That's how my womb feels.
My word. Okay. Lovely.
It feels like maybe there's a baby in there trying to break out. There's not.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.